Antarctica's ice sheets are melting three times as fast as they were a decade ago. That's according to a new study published in the journal Nature that shows that at this rate, Antarctica's melting ice will cause sea levels to rise 6 inches or 15 centimeters by the year 2100. Joining us now by Skype is Andrew Shepherd, who is a professor of Earth observation at the University of Leeds and a lead author on this study. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thanks for calling.
And first of all, just explain how you carried out this study. You used satellite measurements of the ice.
Yeah, that's right. We've had polar explorers in Antarctica for a century or so, but the vast majority of the information we've learned about the continent has come from satellite measurements over the past two or three decades since the early 1990s.
So what did you find in this study?
So we used several different satellite techniques to try and count up how much ice is being lost. And what we found was that in West Antarctica in particular, the ice sheet was losing ice at what is now evidently an accelerating rate. So in the early 1990s and 2000s, Antarctica was still making a contribution to sea level rise, but quite a modest one and at a steady pace. And since about 2010, it's clear that the rate of ice loss is increasing year on year and that it's tripled, actually, in fact, in a very short time period.
And do we know why?
We do. Because the ice loss is occurring in West Antarctica, we know very clearly that that ice sheet is surrounded by the ocean. It sits on the seabed, in fact, and that's unique for Earth's ice sheets. All the rest of them rest on land that's above sea level. Mm. And it places it in a particularly susceptible situation because small changes in ocean temperature can melt away a lot of ice. And that's what's happening. The ocean in front of West Antarctica is actually not that warm. It's only half a degree centigrade warmer than it should be. But the ice sheet there just can't withstand that amount of heat and it's melting away.
Were you surprised to discover this?
Sure, we were all surprised. This is a big study. It's like an international assessment, 80 or more authors. And I think our job is to count how much ice the polar ice sheets are losing, and we go about that day to day. But we only look at the measurements every so often when we are making these large-scale assessments. And it caught everybody by surprise who was involved in the project. We didn't expect to see the rate of ice loss triple in such a short time period.
When our listeners hear this, you know, it's not terribly surprising that the ice is melting in Antarctica. We've done stories about that before, but it's far away. Is there anything that anyone can do about it? Can we slow this melting down?
So I think what's important about the signal that we see is that it tells us really clearly that although, as you say, Antarctica's far away, it is now feeling the effects of climate change. And when we look at Antarctica from space, there's been a lot in the press about the fact that its sea ice hasn't been retreating, and so Antarctica might be insulated from climate change. Well, that's not the case. The heat is coming on the seabed, about a kilometre below sea level, and that's why the sea ice stays intact, because it's really far away from it, but the glaciers are melting. So we definitely now know that Antarctica is experiencing the effects of climate change. The question is whether we can do anything about it. Is not so easy. The ice will grow back if we cool the planet, but in all of the scenarios that we're putting forward to policymakers, none of those allow for a cooling of the planet. They allow for us to stop heating it up if we make drastic changes to our emissions. And so the reality is, I think that people should just be planning to adapt to this additional sea level rise rather than to try and stop it happening.
And what kind of sea level rise are you expecting at this point? We said 6 inches by the year 2100, which sounds also far away. And 6 inches doesn't sound like that much. But when you're talking about, you know, the oceans of the world, it probably is.
The issue is what additional sea level rise the Antarctica might contribute. And at the time of the last IPCC assessment report, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, we provided an estimate of how much ice it was losing. And it was losing this steady rate and modest rate. And the expectation then was that Antarctica wouldn't make much of a contribution by 2100 at all. So now we see that it's following a different trajectory, the upper range of the scenarios, and that allows for a 15 centimeter sea level rise. Well, does that matter? It'll affect the vast majority of people in coastal areas in populated countries. It floods each year in coastal cities. that are not protected by flood barriers, and there are only a few of those on the planet, it floods when high tides coincide with storm events. You've seen that in the States with Hurricane right. Sandy. And maybe that only happens once every year, once every 3 years, once every 5 years. But if you raise sea level by even such a small amount as 10, 20 or 30 centimeters, the frequency of those floods does go up quite considerably. You might be looking at 20 times per year. And that moves from an annoyance to a real impact on and disruption on people's daily lives. And so although you and I and most of your listeners won't think 15 centimeters additional sea level rise is anything to worry about, I can assure you that the urban planners that are thinking about flood defenses will take it seriously.
That's Andrew Shepherd, who's a professor of earth observation at the University of Leeds, and we'll link you to his study at hereandnow.org. Andrew, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.